This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The heat we had out here in the Southwest over the weekend, 100 degrees or more in places like Phoenix and Las Vegas, is forecast to move north and east over the next couple of days. And the reflex response is going to be to crank up the AC. But unlike with heating in the winter, very few cities and states have any kind of requirement that landlords provide a cool enough apartment or that utilities not turn people's electricity off in the summertime. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Every summer, when it gets hot, the number of people calling the Texas Tenants Union goes way up.
There will be people all summer long that go for days, weeks, sometimes months without air conditioning because their landlord refuses to maintain it.
Sandy Rollins is executive director of the Dallas-based Tenants' Rights Organization. Dallas is actually one of the few cities in the country that requires landlords to provide and maintain air conditioners, or central air, for tenants. But there's not always great enforcement, Rollins says. And even when there is, low-income tenants might have an air conditioner.
But they can't afford the bill.
So they don't turn it on.
I would love to see more states and cities enact a renter's right to air conditioning. And in tandem with that, pay a lot closer attention to the issue of utility affordability.
Sam Willens is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
This is really an expectation that is already built into the law around warming in the winter, and it's really just as critical an issue in the summer around cooling.
More people die of heat-related causes than any other kind of extreme weather. Yet there are many more laws and programs to help low-income people stay warm in the winter than cool in the summer.
These rules were passed 20, 30, 40 years ago. So part of this is that the system we have to protect families, the public health systems, have not caught up with the current rise in temperatures.
Mark Wolf at the National Energy Assistance Directors Association says it's time for cities and states to catch up as climate change is making extreme heat more common in more places.
It's going from being a regional concern to being a national concern.
In most of the country, he says, air conditioning is a necessity now, not a luxury. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.